Right there.
Every time you do something, you are one step closer to doing it again.
Really?
I think I heard that somewhere.
Okay. Alex, where you been?
Oh, man. You're asking the wrong guy. I know. Actually, no, you are asking the right person.
Cut to the intro.
Again? It already happened.
Yeah, might as well cut backwards.
No, you are asking the right guy because I am Alex, half of the Talk to D podcast.
I am that hero.
Explain.
I don't know where that's from. If you know that, let me know.
Comment down below. Like and subscribe.
What is that from? I hope it's nothing weird.
Send fan mail. I don't know. Probably not.
All right. Good to see you today.
Hey, good to see you. Although we are not seeing you, I can imagine you sitting there in your bed.
You're looking real comfy.
Socks rolled up.
To your knees.
Sweatpants.
Sweating.
Hoodie.
Hoodin.
I don't know who I'm thinking of, but they're looking real warm.
They're real cozy.
Mustache, so grand.
Yeah. For some reason, they're wearing a weird hat.
Hey, you got something on your face. Wipe that off. It's pizza roll residue.
Pizza roll residue? I don't know if I like the word residue when it comes to my pizza rolls.
That's what it is, dude. You know that stuff that gushes out?
Yeah.
It's like gushers.
It's a gusher, but in the pizza formation.
Pizza gusher. That's what they should have called them.
Yeah, why didn't they call them pizza gushers? Man, that would have made so much more sense.
They're terrible at marketing.
Terrible, awful. We're better. Speaking of marketing, guys, we want to make a quick example.
Example of marketing.
Oh, a quick announcement. Unfortunately,
all good things
must come to an end. That being said, our very own Tucked in Tea store.
Oh, you guys stopped the podcast. Whoa. Someone's heart. Our
very own Tucked in Tea podcast will be ending right now.
That's how we're going to end it someday, whenever we do.
No, can we end it like, hey, Alex, I was going to tell you. Just the biggest cliffhanger.
I'm the craziest story.
No one will ever know. That's evil. No, but the Tucked in Tea store, the online shop, will be closing down after the month of April.
April 30th will be the last
hurrah
day.
So if you want something, now's the time, because there won't be much of it.
If you want promo codes, beg us.
If you want promo codes, text Alex at 641-224-4424.
And you will not reach me there, but go ahead, try.
All right, text that number. Let's spam him.
Hey, I'm willing to give out promo code. What do you think?
All right.
Someday. Not now.
You say number, and I'll say number 1 to 10. Okay, ready? 3, 2, 1, 4.
48.
That's not 1 to 10. All right, 4% off.
Hey, let's go ahead.
It's very helpful.
We're going to take off half your tax. All right.
Yeah, we'll take cover. We'll take cover of tax. We'll take rid of it.
But I imagine we'll put out a promo code for real.
For reals.
But not right now. All right? Right now? Well, now they're not going to buy it. They're going to wait for promo code. Look what you did, Alex.
I don't think there will be a promo code.
There will not be a promo code unless you're on the Patreon.
Yeah.
So get your merch this month, dude.
Yeah.
Or girl.
Uh-huh.
Like Lily. Hey, boys. T-shirt. It's out there for you. Anyone else who might possibly want to match with Lily, go ahead, pop it's on the store. There.
Yeah, go ahead. It's for free for anyone who wants to pay for it.
It's free to go on the website.
But it's not free to leave the website. You're trapped.
Hey, how about this? Let's just, fun little challenge here. You can't leave the store until you spend $100.
Yeah, we should. Oh, we could have a very successful restaurant. You have to eat your own weight in food before you can leave.
What if we do this? I'm going to just throw an idea right here.
Throw it at me right now.
And if you agree with it, it'll happen. Okay. If you don't,
okay.
The person who spends the most on our online store gets to come onto the podcast for a little bit of a segment.
Sure, if it's possible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
It's there.
Our first actual guest.
Will be the one who spends...
Who loves us the most.
And the way you can show us how much you love us...
is by giving to... FeedAlex.com.
It's a charity. Anyway, that's enough begging for money.
Yeah. More giving.
Let's go ahead and give out money.
Give away. All right. Free t-shirt to the last person to respond to Alex.
Yep. Ever.
Ever. Okay. We should get on track. No, for reals, though. The store is closing at the end of April, so get your stuff. You may regret all it.
I would.
I might too. Regret it.
Yeah.
I think I will.
Just sad.
It was fun while it lasted, though, Alex. Can we just...
Yeah, I'm going to give you...
Close your eyes, make a fun little montage, roll in your head.
There, scrolling through and seeing wonderful color, comfort, color t-shirts and stickers. And mugs. Okay, Trent, I think we should address the elephant in the room.
Yeah, that's Benny.
What? Okay, well, not him.
I can't terrible. Do it. I can't do it.
Okay, about last week.
Yes, last week. What happened last week?
So last week, some people maybe logged into their Apple Podcasts, on their Spotify, searched it up, Tucked in Deep Podcast. You know, the song says at the very end.
Tucked in Deep
Podcast. We love it when you listen.
Every Monday. That's
a fun day. Well, last Monday was not a fun day.
No, it was a sad day.
Because the Tucked in Deep Podcast... had its first absence in 41
years?
1 weeks, I don't know.
Yeah, 41 weeks, I guess.
So we do want to apologize, kind of.
Half of us do.
I'm
kidding.
No, we were on spring break.
Yeah.
The logistics of it...
Did not work.
Did not work. Tried to put out a late one, like we talked about 2 weeks ago. But then that timing didn't work, didn't have enough then. The next day was full. Also, we've been crazy busy since coming yes. back from spring break.
Yeah. So.
Anyway, that's just the reason, not necessarily an excuse, because also it's just a podcast.
It is just a podcast, but we're thankful that you like it.
Yeah.
As much as we do.
I'm thankful.
Maybe more.
I was thankful that for everyone that would say, hey, where was the podcast?
Hey, loser.
Hey, dude. Putting up podcasts this week? You know, I'm thankful for that. So,
yeah.
Actually, that's pretty cool.
I didn't get anyone texting me.
Oh.
Because I don't give out my number on the air.
Yeah, I would never say my number is 911.
If you spend over $50 on the website, a promo code comes up with Alex's phone number.
What if we made my phone number the promo code? I have given it out
use
on the podcast
promo code.
Back then.
I think I gave mine out one digit at a time, and no one ever got it.
Oh. Yeah, no, I just gave mine out straight up. That's when Josiah Steelman texted me.
Yeah, he said, hey.
What's up? And then he asked for your number.
Did you give it to him?
I did.
Oh, he never texted me.
Maybe I didn't.
Maybe he got scared.
I think I did, though. I don't know. Don't be
shy.
Scared, Josiah. Text us.
Shy. Go
How
ahead
and
text us.
We miss
Texas.
You.
Speaking of Texas.
What is going on over there?
I went. We were traveling this last week. We went through a lot of states, Alex.
We did?
Combined.
Okay, tell me about it.
Think about it. Where'd you go?
All right, from Oklahoma.
Yeah.
To Kansas, to Nebraska, back to Kansas, back to Oklahoma.
Right. So you got...
That's six states.
Right. Here's my problem, Alex. I flew home. Do you count being in a state if you're up in
no.
the air? Okay. For real, no?
Absolutely 100% no.
Chat?
Who's that?
I don't know. I'm looking at my computer like it's gonna tell me something.
Hey Siri.
Hey Siri. Does it count? Whoa, Siri just
invaded.
Interfered with our wave space.
You didn't hear that, but
oh, and now it's making a big noise. No, I don't count it either. But if you're in a layover, that counts obviously because you're on the ground, even though you're not doing anything.
I agree.
You're just there. So I had a layover in Chicago, and the way back I had one in Denver.
Hey, that seems to be out of the way.
My favorite airport. I know.
Hey, so you're from Iowa, right?
Yeah.
That didn't seem to be in the way.
Nope, not at all.
That's something that never makes sense to me.
Never
like,
could.
I get it. has to happen.
Yeah.
But,
I mean, if you think of, sorry, I'm yawning. I just love being the pod. Oh, most exciting time of my life.
Riveting.
If you think about every, riveting, if you think about every flight that's happening, though, it's kind of like a big spider web. So they're just trying to connect the best.
100B, yeah.
The West, the best flight both.
The best in the West.
The best in the West, the beast in the East.
Sorry, Denver, your favorite airport.
That is currently my favorite airport. Could I tell you why?
Because of the conspiracy that goes around.
It is a very interesting airport, to be sure. Have I told that on here before? I don't need to go into depth, but have I mentioned Denver Airport before?
I don't believe
so. It's definitely got its secrets, and I want to find them. That's why I fly to Denver every weekend.
Just to walk around.
I start
around.
Digging in the middle of the airport until the security guards kick me out.
You're interrogating the person that plays the piano there?
So, what is under this building?
I don't know, bro. Just play the...
How much do you get paid to sit here and lie to me?
I don't know. Look at my box. You can see.
Are you really one of Trump's secret agents?
And I think that's what's going on. See, I don't think... I think you guys are oblivious to what's going on in Denver.
Denver doesn't even know what Denver's doing.
I don't know. Have you seen the shape of the runways?
Yeah.
It's the shape of a... Well, let's just say an ancient European symbol.
Real ancient. Ancient.
Maybe historical. I meant to say historical.
Hey, if you want to look up something interesting this week, look up Denver International Airport and just go ahead and look at some of the weirdness about it.
I've watched a couple hours of videos about it.
Really?
Back in the day.
Okay, yeah, it's strange, huh?
Yeah.
A little strange. It's a little kinda weird. It's out in the middle of nowhere. Absolutely nowhere.
Yeah.
Not in Denver, but it's Denver's airport.
I think that's the sketchiest part.
Yeah, we were flying in and I was like, well, there went the city. And we flew for a while. I'm like, now we are in the airport, surrounded by nothing.
Yeah, I feel like you only can fly in there. How do you drive there?
I thought about that. I said, if you're going to be like, well, got to get up and go to the airport, you have to like do a 3-hour drive just to get to the airport when you live in Denver.
Icky.
Yeah, not good. I do like Denver. The inside, though, is a very good airport. Lots of friendly people. Lots of chairs to sit in. Lots of air to breathe. Lots of space to roll my luggage around, you know.
The water fountains exude water.
They do it.
And I like it.
And the flight attendants, they fly. They attend.
They do.
No, it's a good place. I don't know if I like Chicago or Denver better. Denver's more roomy. Chicago's more fun to people watch. Because I like to people watch, Alex.
Yes. Yeah. I pick the seats towards the people.
I pick the seats right at the window, and I look out the window all day, especially when it's rainy.
That's just a sad hand on the hand on the window, just one single tear.
And you just watch me.
False sound to me.
You watch people like me, don't you?
I do.
Anyway, how was your break? Because my travels were good on my break, but I want to know, did you break any? Did you broke it?
I broke the record for spring break.
Tell me what you did. Anything fun? What you do? The people want to know.
The only time I flew was when I jumped on a trampoline.
Oh, really? You jumped on trampoline, huh?
There's one in our backyard, so.
Sweet.
But that's
love
it.
A good old trampoline.
And also did not jump on it, so I did not fly at all.
I'm sure both of your feet were off the ground at some point. They've got to have been.
No, actually.
They've got to have.
Only when I sleep.
When you run, did you run at all? Did you scurry?
I didn't. I
you were
really,
in no rush anywhere.
I was in no rush.
Okay.
I mean, both feet were on the off the ground when I was laying on the couch.
Hey, that works. We both flew this week.
Yes. No, it was just a good time of having a good time.
Good.
I was just home. Got to see the family, my dog, who seems to get more and more useless the more I see her.
Really?
Yeah.
Not fun. How old?
Maybe like... Whoa. She would have just turned 13.
Oh, wow.
2 days ago.
Happy late birthday, Bernice. Is that her name?
Ruby.
Ruby.
Bernice was that duck that we talked about. on the what? In that news story a couple weeks ago.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't remember the name.
Yeah, it's Ruby.
Ruby.
It was actually 3 days ago from Ruby. Saturday.
So you would have not been home.
Mm-mm.
No.
No, April 2nd.
Very was, cool.
Yeah, so, but she definitely is old and blind and crippled.
My dog got fatter.
And she's getting fatter and fatter, too.
She less mobile than yeah. before?
Yeah, it's like, sometimes you're like, oh, I haven't seen her all day, which is a crazy thing, that you have an animal living in your house, and you're like, I've not seen this dog all day. Where does it go? Underneath the table, asleep.
Does he snore? Does she snore?
Oh, yeah. It's a pug.
Really? Okay, so
the pug,
big so. On the snoring.
She just snores when she's awake.
So you saw your dog, just your mom and dad?
A couple times. One time I go throughout the whole day, I go, where were they?
Where were they?
Underneath the table.
How can I have two parents asleep. That live in this house, and I just, they're under the table, sleeping away?
No, got to have a good time with family and everything.
Good.
And got to hang out and hang in.
Hang loose, hang tight.
But overall, nothing crazy ever happened for my break.
Oh, cool. That's not bad, though.
Not at all.
Not at all. No cars you try to buy?
No. The more and more I thought about it, I'm so happy I never bought it.
Yeah. But it was a funny story regardless.
Yeah, maybe that's the only reason why I wanted to do it.
Just to have a story. Otherwise, you'd end up like this, where we don't really have anything interesting to say.
Yeah, and then you, would I be talking about a boring dog?
Yeah, like Ruby or something?
Maybe Bernice.
Probably not Bernice. That sounds like a duck name.
It was.
If I'm being honest. I know it was. That's why I said it.
Oh. Okay. And on my forehead.
Go ahead and ask me about my week.
Trent, tell us about your week.
All right. Started off on a Monday. I mean, Sunday. That's how weeks start, I guess. I went home this week. I flew, like I mentioned beforehand, flew right through Chicago. Didn't stop. Right through the city. Actually, I had a 3-hour layover. Yeah.
What do you do on your layovers?
This one, I sat and I read some, and I just kind of, I called my fiance, Celia Carroll, and we just talked for a while. And that was it. Because she was driving home that day.
That's a long drive.
12 hours.
That's 12 hours too many if you're asking me.
In the car, alone? Nah, no thank you.
I don't even know what you do. That's half a day.
I know. So I'm glad the Lord kept her safe. Proud of her for making it and being responsible.
Raise a hand of praise to that.
Raise amen. A hand of praise. So I was in Chicago for 3 hours. Denver, I was only on my way back for like an hour and a half, two hours. I think I sent you a picture when I was there. I did. I sent you something. But
oh, yes.
We went home. We, as in just me. And I got to help out the church a little bit and relax. And I got to lead songs Sunday night. That was atrocious. Actually, I don't
just
think
just wave your hands up terrible. And down and around.
Yeah, just move them. It wasn't terrible, but it got me experience. And so that's a good teacher right there.
Every time you do something, you are one step closer to doing it again.
Really?
I think I heard that somewhere.
Okay.
Someone out there was ready for like some extreme wisdom to be dropped.
And then he got real disappointed really quick.
Clickbaited.
So while I was home, I power washed. Did I show you that video? Okay, so I power washed our house. That the church owns our staff housing.
Oh, I didn't know you guys. What?
Yeah. Oh, and so I power washed it. And it's a white exterior, white, not shingles, siding, white siding. And so it was pretty dirty because it's on a gravel road. So I was spraying it down and it was so satisfying. And it just made me want to go outside and just do work outside because I haven't done that in so long. Felt so good to get dirty. Felt real good. Sadly, though, it was real windy. That's when I texted you that day because I was just...
Yep.
I was...
annoyed.
I was trying to power wash and I was just getting sprayed in the face. And so all the dirt kind of blew back on the house, but I tried my best.
Like, I've been out here all day. It's dirtier. But
it was fine. It was sunny. It was a little windy. The water kept me cool. It was a fun time. Made me want to go outside and work, though. So I'm glad I got the opportunity. Yeah.
Go mow some lawns.
go mow some lawns. It made me think about quitting my job and going and working for a power washing business. Not really.
Make your own power washing business. That's a thing nowadays.
That is a thing, yeah. Yep, it is definitely a thing. My brother doesn't do that, but he does kind of power washing with window cleaning.
Oh, yeah, my brother doesn't do that either.
All right. All right, you kind of killed it there.
My bad.
Yep.
Do you just want to do what we call fan mail?
Yeah, and then I have a funny story about the airplane.
Oh, and then do that. Just actually do this.
No. I want to keep them waiting.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Cliffhanger. Well, I guess you should just play the music then.
Open now, it's time for fan mail.
Open now, it's time for fan mail.
Open now, it's time for
fan mail. All right, we're back in it. So we have three this week. Is that sound right to you?
Yeah, we have three this week. Looks like three, and I count one, two, three, three. Yeah.
All right, I'm going to do the one from Adrian. Oh, this kind of seems directed to you, but...
Oh.
Yeah, because it says...
Oh, you can go ahead and read that. I'm not reading that. Actually, I might walk out of the room.
From Adrian G, he says, "Go Buckeyes, 2025 National Champs." Then he had a picture for you to see there of some guy with a trophy in that team.
What? Let me look.
Okay.
Is
that their coach?
That is their coach.
Anyway, the Buckeyes are the rivals of Trent's favorite team, Trent's people, the Michigan Wolverines. And so, if anyone's not aware here, this is a jab at Trent.
Yeah, it's a pretty big jab, too. That's all he sent.
Yeah.
Wow.
Are you going to tell him that was a waste?
I'm glad you thought that worthy of sending.
Go Buckeyes.
Boo.
Said no one ever. Okay, you got that one from Atwood Man?
Yeah, let me do that one. Okay, this one is from Jack Atwood. He says, "Hey, Trent and Alex, I wanted to circle back on my last email, which was several weeks ago. I gave both of you a couple of weeks to mull it over, but it looks like I've been met with the silent treatment. I guess my business proposal isn't as exciting as finding an extra fry at the bottom of the bag." What? Was that a reference to something? Or just random?
I think it's just one of his sayings, yeah.
I totally get it. Life gets busy. Believe us. It does. But when I ask a man-to-man business question about a collaboration, I kind of expect yes or no, or at least a let's talk about this later. I'll even take a maybe if it comes with good reason. I'm not trying to start a reality TV show here, but a little feedback would be nice. No hard feelings either way. Very bolded. I just wanted to follow up before I assume the answer is I'm too cool for business partnerships. That is not the answer. Looking forward to hearing from you soon. No more radio silence, guys. Best. Just best. Jack Atwood.
He's the best Jack Atwood.
I guess he is.
I would almost say we're not cool enough for business partnerships.
Yeah.
I guess I don't remember what he said last time. I thought we answered on the podcast. But maybe we assume that he did listen to the podcast.
I am open to it.
What did he say? That we just...
collab.
So I think we answered on the podcast, Jack, but I don't know if you listen.
Oh.
So maybe that's where we went wrong.
One of the automated responses here is just thoughts, ? He's like, no, that's why I emailed you. You're supposed to do the thinking.
I'm supposed
to do the listening.
Sorry for that, y'all. I didn't, not y'all, I guess. We didn't affect y'all. Affected him.
Sorry, guys.
Sorry, Jack.
I'm open to it.
Yeah.
I guess I can email him back.
Life does get busy.
Yes, it does. You want to do the last one here?
Yeah, I will.
Okay.
Okay. It's from Jesse. Jesse, great fan, great man. That rhymes.
Oh.
He's back. He says in his subject. Hey, it's me, Jesse. It was awesome meeting y'all in person. We did get to meet him.
Yeah, we did.
Great guy.
Yeah.
Great fan. Great man. You guys are just as amazing as I expected. Times 10. High five me for that.
I'm a little confused here, Alex, and let me explain myself. I only talked to him about 20 seconds. Kitty, I guess it was that impactful.
You're that amazing in 20 seconds.
Well, I'm glad that...
That's why I listen to the podcast.
Good. Yes.
It's 20 seconds over and over.
There's so many 20 seconds. There's so many seconds. Okay, well, I'm glad. It was a pleasure meeting you. We'll meet again one day, I'm positive.
I think so.
Without a doubt.
Anyway, he says, thanks for being kind and shouting out my podcast, or shouting out my YouTube channel through the mic at the 3-on-3 basketball game, Alex. I didn't even hear it, though, because I was so locked in on the game. Thanks for keeping the pod running. Sincerely, Jesse.
The best.
P.S. He's known for P.S.
Yeah, yes.
He says, in all seriousness, I love the pod. It's fun to hear the yap.
Fun to hear the yap. And that's a great way to describe it.
I mean, that's all it is.
He follows up with something here. Do you see it?
Yeah, he says, also, I forgot to actually tell you the name of my YouTube channel. Let's go ahead and shout him out here.
Shout out.
Babadons. Babadon Skits.
All right, Babadon Skits.
Spelled B-A-B-A-D-O-N-S. Skits.
Babadon Skits. I'll have to view him later. I've never seen him.
Yeah. Interesting guy. Let's see. His most popular video, dog hunting season. And then second popular, spanking skit.
What?
Chucky is real.
Hog hunting season or dog?
Dog. Hog hunting.
Okay.
Did I say dog?
Yeah, I heard dog, but it's probably not right. I'm going to watch these later.
These look great. Eat your veggies, skit.
Mac and cheese skit. My favorite.
Raisin skit. Splinter skit.
Splinter skit. Oh, rejected by Anthony.
History skit. Packing skit. Do work skit. Bake time skit.
The what?
He says everything skit. Doing a podcast skit.
Exposed.
Called out by Jack Atwood skit.
Bees be like.
What's his name?
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, I'm going to watch these later. Shout out to him. Babadon Skits. I don't know what Babadon means, but it's a cool word.
Lessons of Jesse. Bullying. Lessons of Jesse. Stealing. Yeah, I don't know what Babadon is. Sorry.
It's amazing. How to restock the chicken feed.
How to uninstall an air conditioner.
Is that a thing?
Guys, he's offering more usefulness
than we are
on Babadon Skits than you get from hours and hours of Tux and Tea podcast.
Yeah.
Hopping on the printer. This is might be my new favorite video or channel.
There's one short on here.
I'm going to go ahead and subscribe right now. I just did.
There's one short on here. Me too. And it says, end times are among us? Question mark.
Theological.
Wow. Yeah, go check him out.
Has one. Demon, all caps with an exclamation point. It's also 3 seconds long. Maybe we should play it right now. That's all it was. Listen up for when I seem to be a kid.
Demon! What?
I now pronounce you husband and demon.
What? Oh, man. Hey, let's do a merch collab or something.
Yeah, maybe the...
Quick, before the store shuts down.
Maybe it can say.
Well, I don't think we can put that.
No, I don't think we should. But,
Oh, this hog hunting season's only 5 seconds. It's only 5 seconds.
Hog hunting season.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Oh, that's so funny.
Babadon has done it again.
He's done it again. Did you watch Rejected by Anthony for 3 seconds?
No. I think it's just a play basketball.
I don't think it's either. I don't know if that's him.
I think the first shot is him, and then it takes over from him.
Oh, I didn't see the first shot. Yeah. That's so funny.
Rejected by Anthony.
Okay.
First name basis only.
How to uninstall an air conditioner. I'll be I'll be watching that later.
Why isn't that one 3 seconds long?
Hopping on the printer. I hope he's jumping on it.
I'm definitely, I'm binging Babadon. All right.
Yeah, we're going to do it together after this.
Binging Babadon season.
Hey, let it be known, Jesse, that you just made our day.
Thank you.
That was fantastic. That was amazing. Yeah, I think that's all we had, though, for our fan mail.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Let's make this a little more interesting, Alex. You're going to leave the room for the rest of the podcast. I'm kidding. So, I have a story here. No, I was just trying to get the energy up. Yeah. So, I have a story here that I didn't write down. I'm just answering a text.
Go ahead. Yep. What did you say earlier? Make it interesting?
Make it interesting. So,
I'm going to sit here on my phone. And
so, I get on the plane. Pretty average plane ride. I happen to be in the middle seat on this one.
I don't like that.
All right. Not ideal. Thankfully, it wasn't bad. Mm-hmm. This is the first time. I also want to point out, just 1 second, I got to grab something. This is the first time that I have ever flown in a suit. That's right. I flew in a suit.
Explain why.
No tie, just the suit and a dress shirt and shoes and a watch and all that.
So not just a suit.
I guess not technically. I did not take a checked bag with me. I didn't want to pack a suit in a little suitcase on my carry-on, so I decided to wear it, see if I got treated any differently. And pretty much say I felt the exact same as if I wore a hoodie and sweatpants.
That's too bad.
Yeah, there's a lot of suits in the airport.
Yeah, everyone's business.
It's not like I was anything special.
In Denver.
If anything, they probably thought, who's this little guy I think he is?
Oh, he wants to be just like his dad.
He wants to be a millionaire. So I was in a suit, middle seat, suits aren't the most breathable always. So sometimes uncomfortable, not too bad. I just want to say this before we start the real story here. Okay. I love ginger ale. Okay, that's all I had to say. The stewardess comes around and they're giving out the drinks and the snacks. And of course, I tell her, ginger ale, please. But I'm in the middle. So the lady beside me first, she said, I would like a Diet Coke, please. Or Coke Zero. I said, oh, good choice, ma'am. Then I said, ginger ale, please. And I got my ginger ale. The last guy sitting next to the window looks at her, and without even hesitating, he says these words. Tomato juice.
Tomato?
Tomato juice. And it took everything in me not to go, what?
Excuse me, sir. Did you get sprayed by a skunk?
What?
Why do you need tomato juice?
So he drank his cup of tomato juice, the whole can.
Cup of noodles as well.
And spaghetti happened. And it's like 9 at night, too. It's not. What?
He's like, I just love a warm cup of tomato juice before bed.
I think it was like the V8 juice, but he just said tomato juice. It was very funny. And, don't get tomato juice on the plane. I don't know. Is it good for you? I'm sure it's good for you.
I'm sure.
Benefits.
Well, isn't that what a, what's a Shirley Temple? Is that tomato juice?
I have no idea.
Is that something to do with tomatoes?
I don't know.
Am I here just being dumb?
I don't want to tell you yes to that.
Huh? No way of knowing.
Hey, so tomato juice is rich in antioxidants.
I imagined.
Yeah, heart health, bone health, immune system. It does everything. Digestive health, hydration, weight management.
You should have had some tomato juice.
What am I thinking? Benefits of ginger ale. There's got to be more.
Let's go get some tomato juice after this, actually.
No, thank you.
I always thought tomato juice was... is it tomato sauce that you get when you get sprayed with a skunk?
Yeah, tomato juice.
Yeah.
That's what I've heard. I've never been sprayed.
Me neither. I haven't been close.
Digestive aid, hydration... Cancer prevention. Let's go, ginger ale.
Everyone needs to be drinking ginger ale, tomato juice.
And the world would be a better place.
And milk.
Improves blood circulation? Interesting. Who would have known?
What if we just, cut out the middleman, tomato ale?
Ew. No. No. Ginger juice. No, thank you. No, thank you for that. Other than that, though, I had a pretty good flight, except for when I first got on the plane, there was a guy sitting right in the front row on the edge seat. He kind of had his hand over his mouth like this, and he was just eyeing everybody real fast and like saying words under his breath as everyone got on the plane. I was a little spooked. Because he's just sitting there, he's like,
I don't know.
I was like, whoa, what are you doing?
I don't like that.
I'm hoping he had an AirPod in his other ear and he was just on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think the rate and the volume at which he was talking was audible.
I would almost say no. That yeah.
You know what? Confidently, let's say no together.
One, two, three, no.
Okay. It was not audible.
I hope you all joined us in that.
Can we all say a word together?
No.
Please.
Fine.
Okay. What word?
Everyone who's listening is going to go out and say this out loud with us.
Okay. No matter where you are.
Let's go ahead and say...
Popsicle.
Okay.
33, 2, 1.
Popsicle. I hope that you were in a convenient place to say that.
I hope that's not embarrassing. Actually, I really hope that is funny.
I hope you weren't in church while you were listening.
Amen, Pastor. Popsicle. Excuse me?
We'll be able to know they're listening to the podcast in church.
That's true. That is very, very true. Gotcha. I don't think I have any other travel stories, though. That's pretty much it.
Yeah.
Basically for me.
I saw a sign on my drive that said, don't pick up escaping inmates.
Oh, wow.
And how am I supposed to know they're escaping? Am I supposed to ask?
Hey, you escaping?
Hey, are you one of those escaping inmates or did you just get out legally?
Hey, where have you been for the last 6 years?
Hey, who's the president? Do you know?
Hey, what's the temperature been like recently? Out
hey,
here.
Are you pretty confident in your ability to use a Coke freestyle machine? I just feel like those are like somewhat new, and so.
How old is those though?
I'd probably say 15 years.
They're probably pretty old. Older than I think we assume they are. Pretty old. They're pretty awesome though. I remember when they came out, I was blown away. You know, for a spring break and exciting stuff, I don't feel like there was anything that extraordinary about it.
But there's something so beautiful in the ordinary.
That's right.
What was that saying you told me?
You want me to say something deep? Yeah. All right, listen up, fellas and ladies. Here we go.
No, actually, guys, listen.
I heard
this
week. It's ordinary to love the beautiful, but it's beautiful to love the ordinary. Yep. All right, that's all I got.
Yeah,
That's it. That's
but
all.
Think about that.
But think about it. Think about it.
You know what's not ordinary?
I don't know. Tomato juice drinking people?
Yeah, you got it. Never mind.
Oh.
No. Really quick, I was just going to say is, you know, when I'm at school, not necessarily on the TV, in the TV scene, you know, I don't really know what's going on, what's being published out there. So I go back home and now I got a whole catalog to go through, you know, see what's up, what's going on.
That's true.
And so I was looking through, I think it was Amazon Prime, maybe, Prime Video, and I saw this show, and it was about, I was like, there's no way this is real, but it's about a guy who goes to every state and then talks about how it got its shape and the significance of it.
Really?
And I was like, this is a real...
The significance of a shape.
Yeah.
Everywhere he goes, there's a river there.
Also, you can't do more than 50 episodes.
Yeah. You gonna do countries next?
I don't know.
Well, the ocean kind of made us have this shape. Also, yeah, that's about it.
Yep, so it used to be this shape, but it's kind of got eroded a little bit. So
yeah. The coastline is formed because of the ocean.
Yeah, so this state is this shape because... just goes.
That's what George Washington said. I bet that guy drinks tomato juice.
I don't know, but I meant to go look through other like weird shows, be like, how's this show? But I just didn't. But I caught that one and I was like, what's going on? What are they making out here these days?
My new favorite show is going to be Babadon Skits. I tell you what, I'm so excited. I'm real excited for this. Oh, hog hunting season got me chuckling. I'm ready for more.
Oh, season.
Oh,
we're already quoting the skits.
We're already quoting it. Maybe we should put that at the end. No, we probably shouldn't. Shout out.
He's got his own TV show. Let's have him. Let him have a TV show. Babadon's.
Yeah, Babadon skits. Each episode is 3 seconds?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't know if I can watch more than two. I don't know if I have that much time. That's 6 whole seconds.
I'll have a I'll have my own TV show called How It Got Its Shape, and I'll just have something like a water bottle.
Where you go around to everything. Everything.
All right, this chair has a shape like this because you got to sit down somehow and you need back support.
Yep. And every episode is filmed in the same room and they know it just was at one after the another. And you're just like, how did this get its shape?
Sometimes you see the like the other one laying in the background. Like, hey, that's a water bottle for the water bottle episode.
How did my nose get its shape? Well, God.
Not yours.
So what if I have a crooked nose?
Yours is man-made, a little bit.
So what? I may have a little crooked of a nose. Is it that big a deal?
I don't know. That's why they have a TV show on it.
All right.
How Trent's nose got shape.
Yeah, I don't know if I'll ever be in the TV business.
I've wanted to be on TV before.
Yeah, I'm sure you could be if you wanted to. You don't want it hard enough.
That's very true. I thought about one way over break how to get on. It's because on the news, you know, they'll have like a cam that like shows an intersection like randomly. So yeah, let's check out our I-40 cam. You know, and it like just shows. And I just think it'd be funny for me to like wait there and like wait in the intersection to start moving, just start grooving.
And we have a random civilian grooving in the intersection.
I'm going to change it from the I-40 cam to the Alex cam. See what he's doing today.
Oh, that'd be hilarious.
Although one time I did, while they were doing that, there was a hawk that was eating like a bird or something.
Just on the cam?
Like right at the cam.
Oh, wow.
Because I'm imagining it's at like some corner or something.
Turn into new National Geographic real quick. That's what I'm trying to say.
I was like, did I change the channel? I'm supposed to be on channel six.
Wow.
I don't want to hear about that.
And National Geographic channel was actually the news.
It's a collab it's day. A collab.
That's insane.
Crossover day.
That's crazy.
Yeah, man. Well, oh, good times, good people, good fun. What a life we live, huh?
Yeah.
It's crazy that we can do all this.
It's pretty amazing.
Without
it really is.
Interruption. We could do it without hindrance. There's so many things that we're that are being stopped that would hinder us, I feel like. You know what I mean?
Not quite.
Let me get there.
Okay.
I feel like we go throughout a day, and it's like, oh, that was an easy day, but, oh, man, I almost got into this car crash, but thankfully I didn't. But there's also, like, 10 other ones that could have happened that we don't even know about. There's also 10 other things that could have happened while we were at the store that we don't even know about it. But I don't know. This is not my spiritual talk, but
yeah,
there's a lot of things that I feel like we don't attribute to God that he does for us.
It's true. It is very true. Hey, that actually ties right into my thought. You want to get into it?
Go on then.
All right. So my thought, I was reading about the 10 lepers who Jesus came by in Samaria, and he healed them all. And one of them came back to say thank you. You're very familiar with that story.
Yes.
And yeah, and it kind of just opened my eyes to, obviously, these lepers were there. They were in a bad spot. I mean, there is no healing when you have leprosy. You are outcast. You can't be in town. You don't get to interact with people. You're kind of just set aside, and you kind of just wait till you're not alive anymore. And that's the state that Jesus comes on them in, and he has compassion on them, and he heals these lepers. And they all go, and they show themselves to the priests or whoever it was. I can't remember exactly, but whoever it was that had to declare them clean. And one of them came back and told Jesus, thank you, and he fell at his feet and worshipped him. And Jesus said, weren't there 9 other people under the lepers that I cleansed? And the leper said, yes, but I'm the only one who came back. And Jesus then forgave him. He said, thy faith has made thee whole. But how many times, I mean, God has done such a work in our lives. If we are saved, God has changed our life. He has turned it all around. And there's so many times that I go about my life and I don't even think to thank him, even for that. I say, well, that was a long time ago I got saved, and I know I've thanked him a bunch for that, but he did such a work, and it's very, very selfish of me to go throughout my life and not to thank him, one, for salvation, mm-hmm. but also just what he does day to day, how he blesses, how he works in our lives, and yet a lot of times we don't even think about saying thanks. Yeah. We take it for granted. So we should Thankfulness. Be grateful.
Yeah, we've got it better than we deserve.
Yeah.
Because what we deserve is too high a price that we would not want to pay.
That's true.
But he paid it all, so we don't have to. Yep. And that's enough right there.
So maybe take a couple minutes today and just thank the Lord. That's not wrong. Nope. Not at all.
There's nothing too small to thank him for.
Yeah, go ahead. He wants to hear it. He deserves it. And we should give it to him. He's worthy. Anyway,
that's right.
That's what I got.
Okay, good. For me, mine was just kind of thinking about, all right, so what's like coming out of our lives, you know? What are we showing forth? What are we like, what's being produced from our lives? Is it, you know, love? Is it compassion? Is it wisdom? Is it holy? Is it pure? You know, all these things that are being produced out of our lives. And sometimes they're not. Well, that's all coming out because there's something going in that is of the same nature. It's of the same sort. And so, I don't know, just this week I've been thinking about what's coming in is going to come out. And so what am I putting in? What am I, you know, fueling, let's say, my speech with? Is it some, like, is it pure? Is it holy? Is it, you know, acceptable? And then that'll mean that what comes out will be of the same sort. But if I'm putting in something else into my speech, into my mind, then something else will come out. Same, we can go everywhere with our actions, with our thoughts. We can, everything. What we're taking in, what you're letting into your life, that would be foolishness, is going to come out foolishness.
Yep.
If you bring in wisdom, it's going to let out wisdom. And there's such a, I don't know, you could just tell in someone what's going in because of what's coming out.
Oh, yeah.
You're like, man, I love talking to this person because every time I talk to them, you know, it's enriching, it's edifying, it's wise, and it's helpful to me. But then there's some people that's like, every time I'm around them, yeah, they're kind of fun, but at the very, like, it's kind of just empty. It's foolishness. It's not, it's folly, as Proverbs calls it. And that's what's coming out of them, and you're seeing that because that's what's going in. And that's just kind of been on my heart, on my mind, thinking about, like, man, what am I putting in? What am I putting in? Because I want to give out what God wants me to. I want to be able to help where I can. I want to be able to show people what it looks like to love God and to live for him and to make that evident in my actions, in my words, in my thoughts. And I want that to come out. I want good to come out. But it's only going to happen if good's coming in. So if I'm, you know, letting in wisdom, letting in the things of God, and taking that in and letting that replace everything that would be in there that is giving off the foolishness and things like that. And so that's been on my mind. And then, never mind. I'll do it next week.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. We could be here for a while.
Don't want to double up.
No double
up. That is actually real good, just to take inventory of what's going in. It's real easy to lose track of, I found out, in my own life.
Yeah.
It's real easy to, I mean, you want to be comfortable in your life and you want to do what you want to do. And if your flesh likes it, it's just going to keep wanting it. And it's discipline. It's discipline. So it's good. Very, very good. Yeah. Be grateful and take an inventory. For out of the heart, the mouth speaketh.
Yeah. Abundance of the heart. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh.
Very, very good.
Think about that. Pray about it. Thank God.
Yes. And say popsicle one time. At least. All right. Can I?
Maybe twice.
At least.
If you really feel
froggy. You might want to do it. You might want to do it again. Just you might have wanted to. All right. Today for the origin story, I have a story of a man.
Okay. Talk about Adam.
And it's not St. Patrick. Not tomato. Origin of tomato. Why did that pop up? It's not tomato juice. Just origin of potato. Origin of. All right.
Abraham Lincoln.
All right, here we go. Over the break, I went to a Sam's Club and I bought a book. I think I told you about this book.
Oh, yes.
It's a collection of stories by the man named Aesop.
Yes.
Aesop's Fables, as we know them today. Here we go. Obviously, these are written by Aesop, so I guess it's about his stories and him, his fables. He lived in the 6th century BC, which I had no clue. That means 600, 500 BC. That's the time of Daniel.
Yeah, that is unreal.
That's Daniel's time.
That's like, it feels like two different worlds because...
I know.
It's like...
It's like a movie. It's focused on this scene and you're like, nothing else is happening in history. It's just Daniel.
Uh-huh.
Nothing else is going on. Yeah. Five to six-ish, 100 BC, which means, realistically, depending on how their publishing went, Jesus could have grown up on Aesop's Fables.
He could have been reading the same.
I guarantee you he didn't in the because hair. I don't think... Aesop was from Greece and I don't think that they spread a lot of literature. Maybe they did before... I don't know. They're kind of their own thing down there. But it blows my mind.
Yeah, like when was it Paul that went to Greece? he could have
known all, he could have heard of the fables. It just blows my mind. They were that far before the time of Christ.
Yeah, that's
yeah. That's and they're still well known today.
Yeah.
Like you hear people talk about the tortoise and the hare often.
Yeah.
Or they reference, I think the boy who cried wolf, maybe. Is he one? I don't know if he's one.
Mm.
Should we fact check that or should we just go with it?
I think just go with it.
All right.
He also did that one about that one fish. It was an orange fish, I think. And then his mom had died, but he was with his dad. But then something happened and then he got taken away. And then so then his dad went on a whole quest to try to find his son, the fish. He's like Finding Nemo.
Yeah, I think that's what it was. Finding Nehemiah. Nehemiah!
That's where they got the name.
And Moses. All right. Well, hey, now you know. That's all I got on Aesop. He just wrote all these fables. That's, I mean...
A long time ago.
A long time ago. It just blew my mind.
I don't even really know that many Aesop. I read a whole book. I remember reading a book about him. Really? His fables back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
Like for school.
I got a book with 400 and something. I wonder how many he wrote. How many?
All right, if I have to guess, I'm going to go ahead and guess, if that's all right. I'm going to go ahead and guess and say 618. What?
619. No, I'm kidding.
I almost just.
No, it does say with writing over 600. That's all it says. So I think 618 is pretty close. It's debated the exact number. So I have over half of them in my dorm right now.
Original manuscripts.
What is his most famous fable?
Tortoise.
And the hare. I think it's also funny when David's writing about the end times, or Daniel, sorry, he's writing about the end times. He's over there writing about the turtle. But the rabbit was slower than the turtle. How can I make that work? What if he took a nap?
And Daniel's getting inspiration from God.
No. I'm sure Aesop was a wise man because he made all these stories to have morals. But crazy. It's a crazy long time ago. Pretty insane, huh?
It's actually super nuts.
Yeah. Blows my brain when I even... Oh, wow. I think about every... Oh! Time I think about it. Oh, my goodness.
It just hurts your head.
It hurts so bad.
Okay. I forgot that we've been recording for the past like 5 minutes.
Oh, yeah. We're recording, by the way. We should probably close it out.
Yeah.
It's kind of a lackadaisical episode.
Because we had the lackadaisical couple of weeks.
Yeah. It was...
You guys don't want to hear us about, man, I had this school paper, and then I was like, man, I really don't want to do this. But then I was like, maybe I should do this. And I was like, okay, let me make myself do this. Actually, let me take a break and go get French fries, and then I'll come back, and then I'll do it.
Hey.
And then I did it.
If you wait to do something till the last minute, it only takes a minute to do.
And that's what we're going to end on. Thank you all for listening. Thank you all for being so faithful.
Thank you. Hey, go check out the store before it closes.
Dude.
Before we say goodbye. It. Before we have the funeral.
Should we have a funeral for the...
No.
Okay.
All right. Thank you all. Enjoy your week. We'll be back next week. We should probably respond to Mr. Atwood.
Yes.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. We really appreciate it. And we love it when you subscribe to the Patreon. Keep listening every Monday, that's a fun day when you listen to the Tucked In Tea Podcast.